Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1819. The topic is mindset, and the title is, What's Your Highlight Reel? When we face adversity, our mind often retreats into negative thinking as a means to avoid failure or the feeling of failure. A few of the issues are problem-centric thinking and viable excuses. We're going to look at those in a future podcast. But what I want to discuss in today's podcast is our highlight reel. Our brain is often very good at remembering and reminding us of our low-light reel. All the things we failed before as a means of reminding us of those past pains in hopes it will prevent us from future pains. The brain is designed to avoid effort and pain. It likes things consistent, simple, and happy. But we don't. Consistent, simple, and happy often eventually turn into unhappiness. Because a life of avoiding effort leads to a less than best life. We don't achieve great things or even small things, and then we're unhappy. If we have no career advancement, no financial improvement, no health improvement, no relationship improvements, if we constantly do nothing, we continuously get nothing. But we like some things. We don't like having to work hard for them, though, you know, or at least not hard before them. If we work hard at something and we achieve it after, we're super excited about how hard it was. We're proud of how hard it was. We may even inflate how hard it actually was. After, hard is great. Before, hard is not so great. So if you're in the before stage of a hard thing, as we mentioned, your brain will try to talk you out of it. But with preparation and awareness, we can talk back. One method is to know your highlight reel. One example for me, I got into powerlifting in the fall of 2012. When I started, my maxes were a 440-pound squat, 335-pound bench, and a 545-pound deadlift. So it was a 1320 total. And that was after 13 years of lifting weights. So I'd already been lifting for 13 years, and that's what I got to. But in 2018, so 6 years later, I was getting ready for a competition. And the second to last week before the meet, I tested some heavy singles to see where my attempts might be. I squatted 585, smooth, benched 425, smooth, deadlifted 665, which actually moved much faster than the last time I had tested it before I went for a 700-pound deadlift, which I achieved. So I was confident with the openers of 585, 425, and 665, which would have been a 1675 total. I needed 75 more pounds to get an elite total, which is a classification that less than 1% of competitive powerlifters reach. So that would have been pretty badass. So I planned for my third attempts. I would go with a 615-pound squat, 436 bench, and then I would only need the 700-pound deadlift, which I did, you know, a year or so ago. I could do that again, and then that would get me my elite total. So it would have been a 15-pound PR in squats, but I had squatted, you know, the 15 pounds less a year or more ago. I had definitely progressed. It was going to go well. You know, that was the hope. It would have been a 1-pound PR in bench, no problem there, and then just matching the previous PR I had set over a year ago in deadlift. So I believed I was ready to do it. Well, at that time, I was going through a lot of anxiety. I had really crappy sleep the last couple weeks before the meet. I was struggling to eat. I was drinking a lot of protein shakes because I knew I needed protein. But I was just really struggling with a lot of anxiety at that time. And then when I got to the meet, there were only 3 racks for everybody to warm up on. The people who were using knee wraps were trying to warm up with the people who weren't using knee wraps, which was me. I was just wearing sleeves. And the pace of the warm-ups was crap. Some of the people didn't know how to calibrate kilogram plates into the pounds that they'd been training in, and they didn't know how to wrap their knee wraps. So I was changing plates for people. I was wrapping people's knee wraps. I was just like, I gotta get you guys freaking moving. You're all in my way. So it was a huge pain in the butt. It was definitely not what I had planned for or what I would have ever wanted a client to do. I ended up taking less warm-ups at the top weights than what I had planned to do, and I strained my right groin. I was super bummed. I could tell I'd pulled it, and I was like, damn it. You know, like, I have everything in place. Everything is so close, so close. And I was like, well, if I can just at least hit my opener on squats, I have room to push my bench more, and I know I have room to push my deadlift. I do a conventional deadlift, so the groin pull wouldn't have been as impactful on a conventional deadlift as it would have been for a sumo. So I was like, well, you know, if I get my squat opener, maybe I have a chance. Well, I went for my squat opener, and I tore the groin on the way down. And then it shifted me into my other leg, which then made me tear my quad. I tore a quad muscle. So I had a torn groin and a torn quad. My day was done. It was super bummed. I was at the elite total. I believed I could do it. I was right there. But I didn't. And it doesn't count unless you do it in a meet. So I do not have an elite total. I've helped dozens of other lifters achieve the elite total. I know how badass it is. I know how hard a person has to work. And I know how significant it is to achieve it. I was right there. But I don't have it. This is something that plays in my low light reel. Something that my mind mentions when I have negative thoughts. When I question myself, question my value, question my impact. When I question what I can achieve. Without spending too long doing it, what are some low light reel items for you? I'm sure when you let your mind go there, probably one or two pop up immediately. So let's stop. So stop doing that. Don't do that anymore. We're done. So let's move on. Let's flip that. What is a highlight reel that I can use from that experience? That I was able to get myself to that level of strength. When I started lifting weights, I was at 16 years old. 2 years later, at 18 years old, I wasn't able to deadlift or squat 315 pounds, and I couldn't bench 225, even after 2 years of lifting. It took me 13 years to get to that 1320 total. But yet, I was still able to get myself, eventually, to that elite total. I could get myself to it, to where I was strong enough to achieve it. So although I didn't get it, I was able to get myself to that level of strength. And in the process of me learning what it took to get to that level of strength, I've actually more than doubled my total when I was 18 years old. I've added over 100 pounds of lean muscle tissue. I am over 100 pounds heavier than I was at 18, and I have a lower body fat percentage. I know what it takes to get stronger. I know what it takes to grow muscle tissue. I've even helped others do it. I've helped dozens of other people go from their first meet ever to an elite total. That's badass. That is a highlight. What other things have I done? I have a college degree, you know, like a bachelor's. I have a master's degree. I've opened and sustained a business for over 10 years. I make a good living doing what I love, which is typically not something you're supposed to be able to do. You either love what you do and make no money, or you make great money, but you hate what you do. I've been able to be right in the middle of both. Very blessed. I have an active and good relationship with God, which is very meaningful to me. I have an amazing and wonderful relationship with Meredith, my wife. I have an amazing life. I'm very blessed, very grateful. I have a lot of things that belong on my highlight reel. And I guarantee that you do as well. It's important that we know and that we make our highlight reel. The low light reel comes so naturally, but the highlight reel does not. When your mind starts playing the low light reel, cut the power, switch, and start playing your highlight reel instead. What are the three things? What are just three? It doesn't even have to be the three. Just what are three things that you are proud of in your life? I'm actually going to pause here because I literally want you to kind of like name them. So what are three things that you're proud of in your life? Now I want you to name one more. Think it through. See if you can find one more. Then lastly, I want you to name one more. I want you to think it through again. It could be a school achievement, a job achievement, a relationship achievement. It could be just something that you're freaking awesome and passionate about that's a hobby. But get five things that you're proud of in your life. And make sure that you put together that highlight reel. Remind yourself that you're capable of amazing things, that you're capable of hard things. When you face a hard thing in life and your mind starts talking negative, talk back. Play your highlight reel, play your highlight reel, and remind yourself. It may not be easy. What I want to achieve, what I want to do, it may not be easy, but it doesn't need to be easy. I don't want it to be easy. I want it to be meaningful. If it's meaningful, it's worth the effort. If it's meaningful and if it's worth the effort, you can achieve it. You can overcome the challenge. You can accomplish this. You can withstand what it takes. You can do this. You can do hard things. Play your highlight reel and remind yourself, I am capable of hard things. I want you to say that to yourself. Say, I am capable of hard things. Then play your highlight reel for yourself and remind yourself that you have done hard things. You have achieved amazing things. You can do this. When you face a hard thing in life, remind yourself, I am capable of hard things. Okay. I wish you luck. If you need any help, my email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. If you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name of Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.